Ghost guns are being targeted. Lisa Brady, Fox News. New York State and city taking aim in court.
This morning, New York City filed a lawsuit against five online gun retailers that are illegally selling and delivering ghost guns components to addresses here in this city.
Mayor Eric Adams says undercover investigators were able to order the components and assemble guns that are illegal under city and state law. State Attorney General Letitia James is suing 10 companies.
Glock Store touts on its website, quote, "You can build a completely legal handgun without any government's oversight, a.k.a. interference."
The retailers being sued are based in multiple states, including Missouri, Washington, Florida, and North Carolina. President Biden has taken executive action on ghost guns, including to require serial numbers, which gun rights advocates plan to challenge in court. A mixed assessment on the war in Ukraine from the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, says Russian forces are so degraded that it may take years for them to recover in many ways. But she also says Russia still wants to take most of Ukraine, and that the war is expected to continue for an extended period of time. Also, that the picture for Ukraine remains pretty grim. This as NATO pledges continued support.
All of this shows our commitment to Ukraine's future and that our commitment is unshakable.
NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance declared Russia the most significant and direct threat to the peace and security of its members. Attending the summit in Spain, President Biden has announced a beefed-up U.S. defense presence in Europe, including the first permanent U.S. forces on NATO's eastern flank in Poland. Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett just announcing he will not run in the upcoming election. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Just in, a former Rudy Giuliani associate, Lev Parnas, a figure in the first Trump impeachment investigation, has been sentenced to 20 months in prison on unrelated fraud and campaign finance crimes. A proposed bill in California would let government attorneys sue social media platforms for addiction among adolescents.
Assembly Bill 2408 is yet another example of bipartisan state legislation going after big tech. Proponents argue the sites are structured in ways that cause children to become dependent on them. If found guilty, tech companies like Meta, Twitter, Snap would face penalties up to $25,000 for a violation or $250,000 if they're shown to have knowingly employed harmful features. Now, unsurprisingly, tech companies have been lobbying against the legislation. Some business groups are also pushing back. In a letter to lawmakers, an industry trade group arguing, quote, "This bill would punish a company for simply having a platform that kids can access and would do little to improve safety. It imposes new liability that would most likely lead companies to severely restrict access to kids under 18.
Fox Business's Kelly O'Grady. The risk of concussion in soccer isn't new, but a former Major League Soccer player had the same degenerative brain disease found in more than 100 former NFL players.
Scott Vermillion, who died Christmas Day 2020 at age 44 from alcohol and prescription drug poisoning, is the first former MLS player known to have had CTE, which can only get diagnosed after death. This diagnosis made by the Boston University CTE Center, whose director, Dr. Ann McGee, said, "We need to make every effort to identify players who are suffering." Scott Vermillion displayed textbook symptoms. symptoms of CTE in the years after he retired in 2001, following 4 years in Major League Soccer. The league's Players Association stated MLS should unilaterally adopt a full concussion substitution rule immediately. Heading a soccer ball is part of the game, but also potentially dangerous. Concussion Legacy Foundation said, "We need to immediately put in place reforms to prevent CTE in the next generation."
Fox's Jared Max. The Dow's up 15 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.